Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. Hey, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate it. If you're finding us for the first time, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. And if you've been listening for a long time, welcome back. As always, I super appreciate your listening every week and supporting the show and everything. And before I get into anything today, I hope this finds you and your loved ones doing well. And I guess there's something to be said for being behind in your podcast recording, because I'm literally recording this episode the day before. So I'm recording this right now on March 17th. And obviously it's coming out on March 18th, the next day. So I didn't have to move a bunch of things around to get this episode out to you as far as the topic that I want to talk to you about today. And it's taken me a few days to kind of gather my thoughts about everything that's going on right now, primarily because on Thursday and Friday of last week, I was hosting an accelerator retreat. And I was sitting in a beach house here in San Diego with some amazing online entrepreneurs from around the world. Now, if that event was scheduled 48 hours later than it was, it would not have happened. But I'm so glad it did. And, you know, I'm an introvert. And so these events that I put on, I give everything I have to whenever I do an event like that, or whether I speak or what have you, I give everything I have. And so by the end of those events and what have you, I'm really drained. And so it takes me a little bit to kind of recuperate, if you will, and get my energy back. And that's really what I've been focusing on, getting my energy back for myself, for Amy and Maya, and also all of you. And so I'm so glad the event happened last week. Again, if it happened a couple of days later, if it was scheduled for a couple of days later, it wouldn't have happened, considering things were changing so quickly, you know, last week, last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm so glad that that event did happen, though, because considering these unprecedented and wild times that are happening right now, I was so grateful for the opportunity to be able to support one another and for us to be there as a group, as a community, and to come together and discuss the challenges and the opportunities and all the messiness that's going on right now. So I want you to remember that we're all in this together, my friends, and together we're going to get through this uncertain time. We're going to be all stronger for it. We'll all be better on the other side of this. And is it going to be hard? Is it going to be messy? Yeah, probably. And so many of you have been reaching out to me and asking what to do with your business right now. And so I want to address that in this episode here. But first, before I do that, if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling worried, whatever you're feeling, that's okay. I've felt anxiety too. I've talked about it a little bit here on the podcast, but I've really struggled with anxiety and worry, and more past the past few years, more on the depression side. But I've struggled with that since seventh grade, kind of like a roller coaster throughout my entire life. And it's something that I work on a lot for myself. Okay. So, you know, I have felt that anxiety too, but I want to just reassure you that it's okay not to know. It's okay not to know how to feel right now, how to act or what to do. Okay. I also want to lovingly remind you that you're a leader. Okay. As an entrepreneur, you are resilient. You figure things out. And this is an opportunity like no other to show up and be the leader that you are, the leader for yourself, the leader for your family, for your loved ones, for your customers, for your audience. Because people are at home right now looking for strength and they're looking for hope. And you, as the leader that you are, get to show up as that strength and as that hope for people. You get to show them what's possible. Okay. The other thing that I really want to focus on is that we get to choose our thoughts. You get to be in control of those thoughts, of your thoughts and your actions. And this is something that I'm checking myself on all the time. We can choose to focus on the fear and focus on the negativity that seems like it's compounding every day. We can choose to focus on that, or we can choose to focus on being the light for your family, your friends, your customers, your audience. Because when we act from a place of fear or panic, we're not serving ourselves or anyone. We're not making good decisions when we act from a place of fear or panic. Okay? We're not serving anyone, especially ourselves, our family, our loved ones, our audience, our customers. So I want to encourage you right now, how can you lean in even more right now and authentically serve your audience from a place of love and service? I would encourage you to give things away, give resources away. That might include your time, okay? And give it away for free as much as you feel comfortable giving. Show up for your audience live. Get on Facebook Live, get on Instagram Live, get on YouTube. Tell people to DM you on Instagram or Facebook or what have you. Ask them how you can help them and then help them. One question I'm getting a lot of as well right now is, can you still sell your stuff during this time? And I say absolutely. Now, how you do it may look a little bit different than you've been doing it in the past, but that's okay, right? This is a time as entrepreneurs that we need to think outside the box to get creative. And however that looks and feels for you, however that shows up for you and how you want to do that for you and your audience, when you lead with value, when you lead with support for your audience, and when you lead with love, that is what's going to allow you to win as well as your audience. Okay. You have this, my friends. You got this. We're going to get through all this together and we're all going to be so, so much better on the other side. Okay. I'm sending you a ton of love today, my friends. This is a shorter episode. What I'm going to do here on the podcast over the next few episodes here, we're going to be talking about this more so and diving into different topics as far as I want to serve you as much as possible during this time. And as we go along here, things are changing obviously so quickly, and I want to be here for you in any way that I can and help you as much as possible. Okay. One thing I am going to be doing in addition to the podcast here is I'm going to be going live each day between my Facebook page and Instagram Live, again, so that I can support you, answer questions that you might have, and just talk if you want to talk. Okay. So if you're not already a fan of my Facebook page, why not? I'm just kidding. And that link or the URL, I'll put it on the show notes for the episode here today, but it's facebook.com/rmulready. And then over on Instagram, I'm at Rick Mulready. Make sure that you're following me there as well. Again, because I'm going to be going live each day to support you, answer questions, just talk if you want to talk. If you want to DM me, shoot me a DM. I always answer my DMs. Okay. So just remember, my friends, you got this. We are going to get through this together because that's what this is about, community. This is about love and showing up for each other and supporting one another. And I mean that also from the perspective, and especially for the perspective of your audience, who needs you to be the leader, to be the support, to show them what's possible. They are wanting that from you right now. And now is an opportunity to do that. Okay. All right, my friends, thank you so much. We'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.